It's an unhealthy air and no burn day today for much of the Wasatch Front, and the weather may not help as much as previously thought. KSL's Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Amanda, we are in that inversion pattern. It's January. KSL meteorologist Grant Wayman says most of the state will be dry this morning with some wave of showers overhead.
There was an initial concern for freezing rain today. The temperatures aren't quite cold enough. We are seeing mixed precipitation, though.
It depends on where you are, he says. And most of the time, inversions need a good solid storm to get blown out of here, so the Department of Environmental Quality has a no-burn order in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, Cache, and Utah counties, Voluntary, and Box Elder, Tooele, and other counties today. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Mixed precipitation in spots this morning, but it may not be enough to do away with the air quality concerns. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more on that. Mary?
Brian, no burn orders for Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, Cache, and Utah counties, Voluntary, and other counties. It's an unhealthy air day today, and KSL meteorologist Grant Wayman explains what's ahead.
Along the Wasatch Front, we've got some passing rain or snow showers this morning. Temperatures into the mid-30s. It should actually be a little warmer later on today than it's been lately, giving way to a lot of clouds this afternoon.
Probably not enough to push aside the inversion, though some snowflakes were reported this morning in spots like US 89 in Layton, Bangor in South Jordan, and Midway in Heber City. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.